Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know what we think. What do you think? Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Sal Licata back on the Fan. While you were sleeping, we discussed the Yankees beating the Mariners, at least getting back on track for a night. And I remember, I was saying this yesterday before, yesterday morning before the Yankees took the mound or took the field and Gerrit Cole took the mound against Seattle, that I just felt like this is the start of the Yankee run. Everybody wants to panic with them and ride that seesaw. I'm not getting sucked up in it this time. Okay, big deal. They lost 4 in a row. They'll be fine. They'll go on a run where they typically do 7 of 10, 8 of 10, and right the ship, and everything will be okay because that's what the Yankees do. And last night was the first of what I believe to be a big run coming up here. Remember, too, it lines up nicely where they get the A's coming up next week in Oakland, the crappy Cardinals after that. I mean, the Yankees are not the Mets. They prove that all the time. So they're going to take advantage of the lousy teams. And they'll probably take advantage of the Mariners and Rangers, even though the Rangers have been very good. The Yankees are home here. And, I just feel like this is the start of one of those runs that they'll get themselves back into it, start to give people hope. The biggest concern is that, and while Bader is back in the lineup, and that's a good thing, and while Carlos Rodon is starting, he started a rehab assignment last night, and he's on his way back. Just the idea that they have no idea about what Aaron Judge's deal is. I mean, how can we not know? We have no idea. There's no time frame. There's no timetable at all. A wait-and-see approach. I mean, what is this, Jacob DeGrom? It could be 2 weeks. Could be 20. I mean, what's going on here? Figure it out. There's got to be some kind of timetable. It can't just be unknown. Headed to the IL. Timetable to return, unknown. How is that possible? 6 weeks, 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 months, 3 months, pick one. Not unknown. That's what's scary. Outside of that, though, I think the Yankees will be fine. The Mets, however, will not be. And the thing that we figured out yesterday, I was doing this for Baseball Night in New York, and I'm, hitting it home several times because I think it's important. Look no further than the Mets' issues with Verlander and Scherzer on the mound. They do not win their starts. End of story. Once this season, for obviously different reasons, whether it's health, whether it's poor performance, once this season have the Mets won consecutive games that Scherzer and Verlander started, back-to-back days. Once. And it was actually on the same day, on the doubleheader, that took place against Cleveland back in May. Scherzer pitched game one, which I happen to be at, and Verlander pitched game two that Sunday night. That's it. Outside of that, it's either been a loss for both or a win-loss. One time all year long, the Mets have won on consecutive days where Scherzer and Verlander start back-to-back. That is just, they're built to win on those two guys. It's hard to believe. Kevin is calling from Queens. What's up, Kevin?
Thanks. How you doing, man?
Kevin,
okay.
How are you?
You remember that feeling I had when Jacob DeGrom went to Texas?
Yes.
I have a harder one, man. I almost crashed my car when I heard that news.
What do you mean?
It can be, listen, I can be greedy. I can be more happier than you, you know. You deserve that, but come on, man. You're the only guy who put that flavor on the overnight radio. Like, you put everybody on notice. Even ESPN, everybody was like, who the heck is Alacara? What is going on with this guy?
What do you mean, you ESPN? Know? What'd they say about me?
Huh?
What'd they say about me?
They're trying to emulate your show.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Yeah. But listen, I can be more happy, man. Congratulations on that promotion. But explain something to me. So Tiki is gonna join Evans, right?
Correct.
And then you're gonna stay with Tony.
Correct. Yeah, I'm gonna join BT.
Okay, so what about Fleek and Marco? You leaving them
Fleek's
behind?
I'm leaving. Yeah, I mean, I don't have the choice. I can't take them with me. So yeah, they'll be behind with Chris McMonagle, who's taking over C-Mac.
Oh my God! Listen. I don't have any issue with C-Mac. I actually like to listen to him, but only on Friday, man. This whole thing is going to turn to Yankee land. Now we got K-Mac, we got Susan and David Stewart, and now C-Mac? It's going to be like Yankee land all night.
Wait,
who's the director of the radio station? Bocho Water? What about the youngsters? Like Mike Fleet, Pat Boyle, Paul Rossi, Tommy Doogie, RJ Stewart?
There's only 24 hours in a day. You can't get everybody involved. You know what I mean? I mean, those guys will get their opportunities filling in. But for now, it's going to be Keith at night and then C-Mac on the overnight.
No, and why not to having an overnight duo? Instead of having, like, because you have Alan and Jerry. Now it's going to be you and Tony. Now it's going to be
overnights.
Sue and Gallo?
Well, you'll have I'm sure McMonagle will get Fleegs involved, and you know Fleegs obviously a Met fan, so you have a Met fan representation there. And again, that's,
you know what it is with Chris. He's a cool guy, but he's the type of guy you would love to talk sport at a barbecue, not on the radio. He's like a storyteller. He'll make you fall asleep.
Will you give him a chance, please? And also, let's not critique entire lineup here, please.
I will, and I'm going to make my effort to stay awake and make night to, you know, listen to you and everything as a loyal fan, you know. Now you're going to have more time to spend with the family, so I can be more happy, man.
Yeah, well, I'm glad somebody's happy about that.
Yeah, listen, tell me something. When we going to get rid of Bogle back? I don't care if he hits three home runs in the game. I don't like the guy anymore as a baseball player. He doesn't compete.
He's not a baseball player. He's not a baseball player. He's a designated hitter that's actually starting to hit a little bit, you know, because he's swinging the bat, which is nice. Because to hit, you actually have to swing the bat. But when are they going to get rid of him? They're not. I mean, they're not going to. If they didn't dump Vogel back already, now that he's come back and shown some signs of life after his mental respite, and they're not getting rid of Vogel back. And by the way, at this point, Kevin, who gives a crap? They're done anyway.
Listen, if I wouldn't be in the office when I traded that guy to the, what was the name? Holder? Kyle Holder, something like that? The guy that we traded to Pittsburgh for Vogelback?
Mm-hmm.
I would have rather had another player and kind of like convince the Colorado Rockies to give me Charlie Blackmon. You know?
No, I know.
Charlie
Blackmon,
if he doesn't scare you with the bat, he's going to scare you with the face. The guy's going to look at you like he's hungry. You know, Charlie Blackmon, he was the guy. Okay, you don't like J.D. Martinez, get Charlie Blackmon in the DH, and that's it. Problem solved.
Yeah, well, I don't know about problem solved. There may be one problem solved, but what about the others? And thank you for the call, Kevin, and for the kind words, I think. Yeah, I mean, you're bringing Charlie Blackmon because of his beard? You scare some people away? You know, you're funny, Kev. Eric is calling from Ronkonkoma. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Sal. Good morning. I'm glad to hear Stuart's okay. But,
Is he, though? I mean, I know he called. I don't know if that I would say he's okay, necessarily.
All right, well he's alive and well, apparently. We were all talking amongst each other. We were a little worried. But, look, everyone's throwing some nice sentiments out there and everything, and which I completely agree with. You know, if I start going down that road, I'm going to turn into a blubbering idiot. But, you know, all I can say is, you know, we've had some interesting conversations with each other. When you were working the CBS line, and I got pulled over one night, and you started over coming out of the break, you know, while you were sleeping, Eric got pulled over by the police. We don't know what's happening, you know, which was hysterical, you know, when
my line cut out and you had it.
Exactly. I mean, we've had some weird interactions there. I mean, to the point where that got put all over the morning show and everything. I mean, it's been great stuff, you know. You can't, it's certainly, you know, great, radio and TV when you're on and everything. And I tell you, you know, it's funny, while I'm, you know, yes, I'm upset you won't be on the overnight. You know, my father actually is extremely thrilled now that he'll be able to listen to you at a time when he's up. So... Yeah, you know, because he's always saying, he's like, I love when Sal yells. I mean, I know you're like, oh, I wish they didn't know me for that, but he actually looks at it as, you know, great energy coming from you. That's why he enjoys watching.
Well, I appreciate that. I told you. And not that I'm surprised that people like that, but it is funny to hear where it's not something that necessarily I'm. If I say I'm not proud of it, it makes it sound like I'm embarrassed by it. I'm not necessarily, but it's just weird that everybody loves it. Oh, I love when you yell at the caller.
Yeah, but you know what though? It's not because you're yelling because you're angry. It's because of energy. There is a difference, you know. Right. I mean, sometimes I'm angry, but yeah. Well, I mean, because you were bringing up some of the comments that came over on Baseball Night in New York about some of the feedback. Someone said, you know, they wish you were on BBNY, which was, you know, that in itself was funny. But, I'm glad for you. I mean, everyone who works the overnight hours always wishes something can change so that you get out of that schedule. It is brutal. So, but, you know, get on the Mets just real quick.
The way that you say it, I'll let you get to your Mets point in a second. The way that you say it, it's like everybody in this overnight jail roots for each other to get out of it somehow. And when somebody leaves, it's like, hey man, we're gonna miss you, but good for you to get it. It feels like it's life. People make this a lifestyle, and you know, a lot of people work overnights and are up these hours. As I've learned from doing it, sometimes I'm surprised at how many people listen or call or say that they've heard me at certain hours. So it's a great way to bond with people because you have a unique lifestyle where you're up where everybody else in the world is sleeping. But it is funny to hear where, oh, you know what, we're gonna miss you, but it feels like one of us is getting out, and good for you.
Well, you know, it is because while there are some people who I think naturally have, you know, would rather have that schedule in the overnight, but I mean, some of us just have to do it because we really have to. Right. And I think that's really more of the relief part on wishing someone well, getting out of that schedule. The ones who have to work the overnight would rather not. But, you mentioned the Mets, you know, maybe having a run in them for this season. And while I'm very skeptical about that, you know what tends to happen when you run once, you know, after not having done for a while, you end up pulling a hamstring. So, which is what I'm worried about with the Mets. You know, they go on an 8 out of 10 or 9 out of 11, and then they end up losing the next four or five kind of thing. So, that's just the way the season's been. So,
that's exactly right, and thank you for the call, Eric. We appreciate checking in, as always. That's exactly right. I mean, I have no faith. I do think that at some point, they're too talented to not have one little run. Now, what will that mean? Maybe nothing. Maybe their little run won't mean anything. And they still fall way short of the postseason. I mean, obviously that's the goal. The Braves are, forget about that. I mean, bringing up the Braves is comical at this point. What I want to know is how come it's possible for the crappy Miami Marlins to be better with a payroll that is a fraction of what the Mets are spending? How come the crappy Marlins have no trouble getting to 10 games over 500, 5.5 games back of the Braves, and yet the Mets are buried 13 games back? How is that even possible? I don't understand it. That's what's annoying. They shouldn't be this bad. This is going to be, if last year was one of the best seasons in franchise history, this is going to be one of the worst seasons in franchise history. It is always measured relative to the expectations. If this was a rebuilding year or just an average year where we weren't sure how the team was going to be, thought they were going to be bad, then being five games under 500 wouldn't be that big of a deal. But with the expectations that they had coming into the year, being 13 freaking games back of the Braves, where everybody, I don't care who you are, everybody expected this to be a two-team race, Mets and Braves. Maybe you thought the Phillies would be in there. Nobody thought the Marlins would be in there. And you expected two or the three, if you thought it was going to be Philly, to be neck and neck, battling it out all year long. For the Mets to be buried 13 games back before July is a total embarrassment. And it will be one of the worst years in franchise history. Steve is calling from Lynbrook. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Sal, what's going on? Just want to say I don't really call too often because of my hours, but I just want to congratulate you on your new slot and looking forward to you and BT.
Thank you, Steve. You know, appreciate it.
Met fan with a Yankee fan. I think it's like good radio, so I think that'll
be great. That makes sense, right? You want to have that contrast there. I understand it.
Yeah, so just want to talk about the Mets a little bit. So what I'm thinking here is that, you know, obviously they have a chance, you know, mathematically, but the eye test just, you know, this team just doesn't have it this year. So, like, what are your thoughts about, you know, if they don't, you know, pick things up in the next few weeks, what about trying to unload some of these veterans and trying to restock the farm a little bit? Because it seems like the team could do well.
I'm all for it.
Because I think that's the way to go. Because, I mean, best case scenario, I think maybe, like you said, if they really go on a run, maybe they sneak into the last wild card. But do you really think they're going to, you know, make a run at the World Series? I don't think so.
No, I don't, but it doesn't matter what you or I think. It matters what Steve Cohen thinks. And if he's investing all this money in this ball club, he's going to say, well, we just got to get in. They're going to believe Epler, Cohen, Buck, even though Buck probably knows better, they're going to believe that they need to get in, A, because you just want to make the playoffs, and then B, thinking that, you know what, maybe Verlander and Scherzer can find it in the postseason and we get lucky. So I think they're going to do whatever they can to get into the postseason. I, however, would be open to breaking it up as much as you possibly can trade from this team that is not any part of the future. I would look to do it and see if you could just bring in anything of value.
Yeah, like I think the core is still, I still trust the core going forward. Like, you know, guys like Lindor, Alonso, Nimmo. Like, I think those guys are going to be good for the future. But I think the last few years have shown us, like, I don't think you could buy a World Series. I think you really have to build a team through the farm. And the problem is, I don't know if I trust Epler from what I've seen and, you know, his track record with the Angels to really make the trades and make the moves needed to really build a team from the ground up. Because, you know, free agency, you can't buy a championship. You're getting most of the guys that hit free agency are on the back year, you know, the back nine of their career, I think.
What's going to happen, though, is you're going to have Stearns taking over. And thank you for the call, Steve. You're going to have Stearns taking over next year in all likelihood as the team president. And that will kind of bring new order, where instead of it being Cohen, Billy Epler, it's going to be Cohen, Stearns, Epler. I mean, that's the assumption. I'm not backing that up with any facts or reporting or anything like that. It just feels like that's been inevitable for a couple years. So let's say once they do that with David Stearns, bring him in and have him be the president of this team. you know, then you trust him a little bit more than you do Epler. If you're skeptical of Billy Epler, you'd have to trust Stearns. And again, these things take years to develop. We'll see what Epler can do. But, I mean, he's unproven. Had one good year, one bad year. And we're going to find out about this deadline again. It'll be telling. And there's already reports out there, oh, the Mets are not going to do anything at the deadline. They won't do anything. They better do something. Whether it's buying or selling, they better do something. Do something. Not like last year. We had a team that you should have went all in on, try to go win a World Series, and they sit there and had Daniel freaking Vogelback and Darren Ruff and Michael Givens. I mean, that's unacceptable. Unacceptable. And then they give you the excuse as well, nobody else is out there. Okay, fine. Show me what you got this year now. I'll give you that. Last year, there wasn't everybody there for you. Okay. You didn't like the options? Do something this year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com.
On the Fan, 877-337-6666. Go to 5 a.m. The warm-up show with Al and Jerry. I'm wearing my nice new Islanders little zip-up jacket that they sent. What a first-class organization out on the island here. 50th anniversary Islanders zip-up, my name on it. I mean, just nothing better than walking into the office, having a nice little gift package, the Islanders logo on it. I mean, what a Mr. Ledecky, everybody at the Islanders, a first-class organization. I've been trying to tell you. I mean, I know Gio talks about it all the time, and then he brought me along to go out there and have fun, last year during one of those games in the owner's suite a tremendous time. The Islanders are just a first-class organization.
Bleep the Rangers!
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. I said it. So what? You know what the Rangers sent me? Nada. The Rangers sent me nothing. The Islanders make you feel nice. They treat you right. First-class organization all the way. With a tremendous owner. So what? I grew up a Ranger fan. I'll root for the Rangers. You know that. I can't take that out of me. I'm a Rangers fan. Excited about Laviolette. I mean, I didn't love it at first, but all right. I could get behind it. But I'll tell you this. I'm rooting for the Islanders. Not against the Rangers, but I'm rooting for the Islanders. How could you not? They make me jerseys. They send me shirts. Islanders show me more love than my wife does, for goodness sake. You get what you give. You show love, you get love back. Mr. Ledecky has shown love, he gets it back. And screw all of you if you don't think I would just like the Islanders. You're telling me who to root for? I don't care what you say. I grew up a Ranger fan. I am a Ranger fan. And I'm allowed to root for the Islanders, a first-class organization. Harry is calling from Woodside. Hi, Harry.
Hey, Sal. Good morning. How are you?
Good, Harry. How are you?
Good. Congrats on your new gig.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Listen, before I get to my Met part, I know I've spoken to you before. I do the baseball stadium tours. I know you were into that. And last Wednesday and Thursday, I went to Target Field in Minneapolis and completed my circuit. So I've done all 30 current parks and 51 total. So I'm done till they build a new one in Vegas, I guess.
Wow, Harry. Congratulations, man. That is awesome. That is something that is high on my list. I've got seven to go. I got to get it done. Good for you, man. Yeah. What would you say is your, give me your top three.
Well, everybody always asks me that, and I still with the top two go with Fenway and Wrigley because of the historic and value.
Agreed.
and they're beautiful stadiums and where they're located, it's great. But the my favorite current of the 30 I've gone to is San Francisco.
Okay, yeah, hard to argue against that one. It's a beautiful park. I love
it. But there's so many nice ones out there now. It's tough to pick.
I agree. We rank them, and we, you know, a lot of people say San Francisco or Pittsburgh is great, but like I loved Petco in San Diego. I loved Colorado, for example.
Yeah. I love one that's doesn't get mentioned a lot. Was always one of my favorites. Was Cleveland. I don't know. They change the names of these fields all the time. It was Jacobs Field,
I still call it the Jake. That's what you're. Baltimore is great. Yeah, you're right. You know what? I love Philadelphia too. I think Citizens Bank is good. City Field gets overlooked just because it's kind of, you know, we take it for granted being that it's here. But I agree. Look, I love nothing more. One day I'd like to do all major teams, you know, do all hockey cities and basketball cities. Baseball, though, it's special. I got to complete that list.
Well, I went over to the football stadium because that Thursday was a night game. So I went over to the football stadium. What a beautiful looking place that is. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've been outside of there as well when I went to visit, when I went to Target Field as well. I've been outside of, what do they call that? Bank something. Yeah.
Bank, USA Bank, I think it is. USA Bank. Yeah.
It is nice.
But listen, quickly on the Mets, I listen to you a lot. Like I said, I'm going to miss you on the overnights, but I'm glad you got the new gig. But I don't know if you mentioned it Monday or Tuesday with the Mets. Sunday's game, I hate to go back to Sunday, but, you know, he brings Robertson in, he gets eight pitches, and he doesn't come out for the night. They bring in home run ball out of Vito. And then after the game, Buck says that if they had the day off Monday, he might have went to Robertson too. We're in no position to be waiting about the next day.
Right,
I don't get it now.
Yeah, I know. Look, I'm not going to go to the whip, though, and thank you for the call, Harry. I know Buck is – look, he's going to get criticized now for everything he does because the Mets are losing, so you're looking for somebody to blame. He hasn't been perfect, I understand it, but there's reasons why he's making the decisions that he is. I still trust him. You can't just all of a sudden, you know, not trust Buck Showalter when he's one of the smartest managers in the game. I get it. You may not like the explanation for it, but I'm not going to the whip with Robertson. It's early, you know, or not early June. It's late June. I understand the games are important. This is not September baseball here, and you're trying to win games to get into the postseason. You can't burn David Robertson out, because if you lose him, you're going to finish in last place. Brett is calling from Long Island. What's up, Brett?
No one's
down. Oh, you're going to miss me the most. I know you're going to miss me the most.
Sal, what a selfish move by you. What about me? Who am I supposed to call and talk about the Giants going to the Super Bowl?
C-Mac's a Giant fan. You should be in all your glory. You guys can talk about Daniel Jones all you want.
Yeah, but I have years of getting under your skin. I got to start all over again.
Oh, I mean, what? You're not awake during the hours of 10 to 2?
I don't know if it's going to be the same dynamic. I mean, Brandon's got the big voice, you know. I don't know. I'm not sure. The one thing I thought about was that you by yourself is – I know the slot is terrible, but you carrying a show by yourself is – it's just different. You know, it's going to be a different dynamic, right, with you and Brandon?
Agreed, and I don't even know what to expect. First time for me.
Me and Billy talked about this. I think everybody was talking about what would be the pairing. I thought it was going to be Evan for some reason. I wanted your opinion on that. When did you know this? Like, you probably couldn't say anything, but when did you know it was going to be Brandon and this was happening?
Well, I don't need to get into the details of it, but this is not something that I knew for a long time. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Anyway, Sal, congratulations, man. Well deserved. I take a lot of credit. If it wasn't for me and our calls and, you know, going viral, you know, you probably wouldn't even have gotten it. So you can thank me whenever you want. But Sam, be good, and I'll talk to you soon. Congratulations.
Thank you, Brett. I appreciate it. And even though you may not be, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, Brett, he drives me nuts. Oh, how do you deal with him? I actually do enjoy your calls. I like getting into it. I don't know. I mean, I like trying to get you to understand. Sometimes it's banging your head against the wall, but I like trying to get you to understand where I'm coming from. But yeah, I mean, it is a different dynamic. There's no question about it. That's something that I'm going to have to adjust to and learn, because when you do a show, you know, the way that it starts out your career generally in radio, for the most part, is you start doing solo shows and you get to a point where you get comfortable. I talk about what I want to. I don't have to ask anybody. I know what I'm going with. I know where I'm going in a certain conversation with certain coming back from break, whatever. It's all me. It's my show. But when you share it with somebody else, especially somebody else who's established like BT, there's going to be a give and take there. There's going to be a balance there. A feeling out process. Got to get used to it. But I'm excited for it. It's time for me to evolve as a host as well. You know, I've done this for a while now, and I feel great about it. Don't get me wrong, and I enjoy doing it. But it's time for a new challenge. And this will be a challenge. Looking forward to it, though. Hector is calling from Washington Heights. What's up, Hector?
What is up, my guy?
How are you, Hector?
I'm doing good. And since today's a celebratory night, I'm going to ignore your sellout tendencies with this whole Islander stuff, but whatever. And I got it. I got to say, though, buddy, you are nuts. You are so nuts. I've been fortunate to spend a little bit of time with you and your wife. And I don't know how you have the guts to say the things you said, because that's a good lady you have there, but a tough lady. I see how she gets.
Yeah, of all, you saw the feistiness. Of all the challenges that I face with this new opportunity, that may be the toughest one, is watching what I say, because now she might be listening, or more people that she knows might be listening. But here's my theory with that. I don't give a crap. I'm going to be me. I have to be me.
Oh, my goodness. So watch yourself, buddy. Watch yourself. Bust out. Listen, man. I've spoken to you privately. You know I was pestering you. I thought we were friends until I couldn't get any information from you. So I started to question that. I am so happy for you, but not just for you, but for your wife, for your mom. Now she doesn't have to stay up all hours of the night to listen
Good point.
To you. Because I know she does, and we love her for it. And it's well-deserved. You've earned this, and I'm so happy for you. Like everyone else, you know, I can't.
I appreciate everybody, that. Thank you very much.
Things.
Yep. No, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, because also, listening to callers, and I got to admit, I'm uncomfortable. I'm humbled by how many people bring up my name. And I got to thank you for that. And yeah, listen, I know I myself, because I didn't just call you, right? I've called every show on the Fan. And I've made a little bit of a name for myself, I would like to think. But you helped enhance that in this time that you've been in this
I made you famous. I made you famous. Give credit where credit is due.
Relax, okay? Relax.
No, I'm trying.
Come on, you
come on the air last year predicting that the Mets were going to win the division like a fool.
Oh,
I mean, come on,
gosh.
Hector.
Here we go with this nonsense. Yeah, because I followed another fool whom I love and trust and led me down the wrong path. But anyway, no, Sal, but this is seriously, man. And you know, we've had some great conversations. Like I said, I've spent some time with you. You've pushed me to do things. You are the reason why I do now these things on Twitter that I call Blunt Thoughts. And it's gone well. It's made me happy. I've interacted with so many people, and I'm just happy for you. And the best thing about this is, Sal, I tell people, listen, the Fan is the Fan, right? But there was a time where, as listeners, if something happened with the Jets, the Mets, whatever, you could not wait to hear Joe and Evan. You know, Joe for his take on the Mets, on the Jets and the Mets and Evan. And also, you could not wait, no matter what happened in sports, to hear what Mike and Dog had to say, right? And I don't feel like the Fan has really had that lately. I feel like now with you, and I'm not the biggest fan of BT. I'm going to have to become one because you know I'm going to be there 10 or 2 every day. I can now also switch my schedule back to daytime because I've become more of a night person thanks to you. But now that time slot, again, becomes must listen. What does Sal have to say? What does Sal have to say about what happened with the Mets? What does Sal have to say about what happened, whatever, in New York sports the night before? And I look forward to it, buddy, and I'm just so happy for you.
I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate that, Hector. Thank you very much. And look, that's the goal. I mean, we want to do an entertaining show and a show where people want to tune in and hear what we have to say. Simple as that. And have to work to get there. And it doesn't just come right away. I mean, you feel like it's, yeah. You know, I wanted to establish that on the overnight, but it's a lot more difficult to get people to stay up till 2 a.m. and, hey, I want to hear what Sal has to say. So instead, it's like, you know what? I'm going to go to sleep, and I'll check out what Sal had to say last night on the free Odyssey app, which you can check out regardless. One more before we break. Joni is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Joni?
Happy first day of summer, Sal.
Oh, you too, Joni. I didn't even realize that. That's right. First day of summer. Wow.
Yay. Yay. Now, I have a couple of ideas for names for your upcoming gig. May I?
Names for what now? You're
the
talking about the show with BBT? Okay, yeah.
Yes, two bald men in a sports show.
Okay.
And bald is beautiful.
Well, I do think bald is beautiful. I don't know if that name is beautiful for a talk show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. You know, you also did mention ballparks across America. Shea's my favorite, City Field. I'm still calling it Shea. Pittsburgh is fabulous. There's so much to do in Pittsburgh. And Wrigley, of course.
Yeah, I think Wrigley and Fenway, thank you for the call, Joni, and for the suggestions. Let me just say something about that. The name of the show is, to me, irrelevant. It's not the name of the show. It's the show. I get you want to have a catchy name, whatever it may be. It doesn't mean anything. People get caught up in that stuff. Who gives a crap what the name of the show is? Hit the music. Let me turn the mic on. Let's go.
Speak your mind at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Sal Licata back on the Fan. Warm-up show with Al and Jerry coming up in just a few minutes. We'll finish up with your calls. Omar is calling from Brooklyn. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning. How are you?
Sal's got
to go to 10 o'clock with Brendan Turney, huh?
I voted you at 6-10, 2-6, the real prime time. You could have replaced Craig Carton. The real Craig Carton you have replaced. You need some anniversary. 10-10 to do your baseball show. So you're going to stay in the city for from 8 o'clock in the morning to like 8, 9, 10 o'clock in the night?
No, I mean, maybe a couple days a week. I still haven't decided if I'm going to do the late night show at SNY. I think the plan is for now to maybe do it once or twice a week. But I am going to do the Baseball Night in New York show. So I'll get done at 2 o'clock. I'll have a couple of hours before I have to go to SNY to prepare for the show at 6 o'clock. And then I'm done at 6:30. So, I mean, that'll be the majority of my schedule.
Well, good luck. I'm going to miss you there. You brought some energy in the nighttime. I will... Remember that
I brought some energy
in the morning,
you
but it was a pleasure talking to you, and we will be in touch. And Brendan Tenney, you can make a good Yankee bat fan, a little bit rivalry. It can be a little bit influential. We'll listen to the talk show. Good luck. Enjoy your new show, and we'll be in touch. But the way you say, I don't care about it. The island in the class, I don't care about whatever you say, but I do care that Sal Khanna is living. I'm going to miss Sal Khanna in the night show. He was a player listening to you, Sal Khanna, in the night.
Well, wait a minute. Are you not going to listen, though, during the midday? You're not going
to
call during the midday
show? I will listen. But who is hosting the show with you? Like, I know Brendan Tenney, but who is... like co-hosting the show behind the doors. They are the producer on the show.
Yeah, Pete Hoffman's the producer. You make sure you look over. Give us a call.
That's a good thing. That will continue. So I'll be in touch. I will definitely be listening. But sometimes, like, this is my time. I'm busy on the deliveries, but I'll definitely listen to it. But the nighttime is my real target. You were a player to watch. The energy that you brought it in, Mark Melusa, I missed when he left, and you are the second person that I'm going to miss dearly on the night show, because you and Mark Melusa were the class act. I really enjoyed listening to both of you, and my knowledge of sports with Mark Melusa has increased tremendously. He's a number one class, and you're a number one class.
And Omar, your energy, and thank you for the call, your energy is unmatched. You talk about my energy. Your energy is insane. I thought I did have good energy, and then you started calling. I'm going to miss your calls if you don't call, so try to get to us from 10 to 2. Mike is calling from New Rochelle. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Big Sal. How we doing, brother? How's everything?
Mike, how are you? Not bad.
For my boy, Wildy, who's one of your biggest fans. He never called up before. He doesn't have the guts to do it. But my boy Patty, my boy Big Matt, my boy, all my people at the Hunts Point Market, Local 202. We all listen to you at the overnight. You know, 1 year working, you know, 1 year on you, 1 year working. But good luck, man. You know, I think it's going to be more of a better listen with the Met Yankee perspective, you know, because you're definitely a Met fan. He's definitely a Yankee fan. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good hookup, you know, and like I said, I got a quick question before you go. I know you're pressed for time, but how many halves does it take to make a hole?
I don't know.
Well, it takes two halves, right, to make a hole?
Oh, yeah, I thought this was some kind of trick question. You were being serious about that?
Simple question. Simple question to all Met fans right now. How many halves does it take to make a hole?
Right, yeah, one half plus another half equals one hole. Right.
Right?
Right.
So do you think the second half is going to be as bad as the first half?
It's a good question,
honestly,
Mike.
You think about it. Forget about, you know.
No, they got to be better.
I got a weird feeling Diaz is going to come back. Diaz is going to come back. He's going to come back towards the end. He's going to bolster that back end, you know, and something's going to happen.
Diaz,
they're going to make a move for it.
Diaz isn't coming back. I mean, he could work his way back.
I have a weird feeling he'll be back.
I can't imagine he's going to be back. And thank you, Mike, for the call, for the positive words, and for what I thought was a trick question, but a real question. Look, logically speaking, two things. Number one, based on everything we've seen from the Mets so far this year, there's no reason to believe they're going to be better in the second half. Number two, you look at the talent on the roster, you have to think, how the hell could they not be better in the second half? So are we going to go based off of what we expected to happen before the year started, or based off of what we have seen through the first half of the year. This is not 1 month. It's not 2 months. It's 3 months of bad baseball. They've been consistent. This is not, oh, they go on a run and then they struggle. No, they've been consistent. They've been losing the majority of the series that they've played. That's consistent. So why would you think it's going to turn around? The biggest issue, because you could point to Alonso getting hot. You can point to Lindor and Marte picking it up, as you've already seen signs in that regard. You can think that Alvarez and Beatty will improve and become more consistent and impactful. My issue is Scherzer and Verlander. Those guys are the biggest problems. That's how this team was built, and that's why this team has failed, because those two guys have not gotten the job done. And if the Mets don't pick it up in a hurry, and by the way, even if they do pick it up, they're still borderline irrelevant anyway. But if they don't pick it up in a hurry, there's not going to be anything to talk about. Getting close to the official end. Like, we could say they're done a couple of weeks back, as I did. But it's getting close to officially being buried here. And having that wait till next year to be able to even talk about this team, especially once we get past the trade deadline. All right, that does it for us. Thanks to Fleeks, as always. Thanks to Rami helping out as well. Appreciate each and every one of you callers and listeners, of course. Callers, too. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the kind words. It means a lot to me. Back again tomorrow, same place, same time, 2 a.m., following the Mets, following the Yankees. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. The warm-up show with Alan Jerry, that's coming up next.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.